Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
All right, let's do it. Let's get into it. It's weird. It's Wednesday. It's Weird Wednesday.
Conspiracies, extraterrestrials, the occult. Gather around the lunch table, children. Don't try to get up. He won't let you leave. It's Weird Wednesday with Mr. Strebel.
And Weird Wednesday is here, brought to you by our good friends 502 Hemp, 812 Hemp, 502 Hemp. Get your summer THC beverages so you can ditch the alcohol and ditch the hangovers and also ditch the dehydration. They have powder form, can form, lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight, whatever you're looking for. Tri-State 502 Hemp or 812 Hemp. Have it at 502 Hemp over on Douglas, around the Douglas Hills location. 812 Hemp, Clarksville, right beside the Kroger and Court Physical Therapy off of Lewis Clark Parkway, 502hemp.com. All right, let's get into it, Anna. It's Weird Wednesday. Now, last week, we were talking biblical stuff.
Yes.
And I brought up something that you had not heard before.
Yes.
And you had not heard of Lilith. Now, let me go ahead and say this before we get started, okay? Because Lilith does not appear in the Bible at all.
Right.
Okay? So this legend grew out of later Christian mysticism, Jewish mysticism, Islamic mysticism.
The Abrahamic.
Yeah, exactly. We're like all three major monotheistic religions have a Lilith tale somewhere, okay?
Okay.
And different. Okay, so let me go ahead. I'm going to read this to you. Why she is a demon and what happened, okay? So here's what happened. Lilith is a female demonic figure of Jewish folklore. Her name and personality are thought to be derived from the class of Mesopotamian demons called Lilu, okay? And the name is usually translated as night monster. A cult associated with Lilith survived among some Jews as late as the 7th century CE. The evil she threatened, especially against children and women in childbirth, was said to be counteracted by the wearing of an amulet bearing the names of certain angels. Okay, so she was a demon. So they you know, like sudden infant death syndrome,
yeah. SIDS,
okay? Before they had science and medicine and the things that we have today, a lot of those deaths would be blamed on Lilith.
Wow.
Like she was coming to steal the soul of the babies. Yes. So there's more to it, okay? So in rabbinic literature, Lilith is variously depicted as the mother of Adam's demonic offspring following his separation from Eve or as his first wife, okay? So some of the things deviate. Whereas Eve was created from Adam's rib in Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 22, some accounts hold that Lilith was the woman implied in Genesis 1, 27, and was made from the same soil as Adam. So she was not created separately from Adam. Separately from Adam from his rib, from his body part.
Right.
They were made, created by God together out of the same clay. You know,
interesting.
Then God made them in his image. So they were joined together. Okay. Insolently refusing to be subservient to her husband, Lilith left Adam and the perfection of the Garden of Eden. Three angels tried in vain to force her to return. According to some mythologies, her demonic offspring were sired by an archangel named Samael, who's also the same. His name can be translated as Simjaza. He was the lead angel that led the fall.
Okay.
That led the Watchers and all the Nephilim.
Gotcha.
You know, came from Samael were and her children were not Adam's progeny. Those children are sometimes identified as incubi and succubi.
Oh.
So that's where the incubi and the succubi come from
Lilith. But they're
from
not
Lilith.
Adams.
But they're not Adams. Adams. No, they're this archangel Samael.
So was Lilith who before Eve?
So here's the story. So okay. Lilith was before Eve. What happened was God created them together. And God said, Adam is in charge, and you're his wife, and da-da-da-da-da. And Lilith was like, no, I'm not all about
that. She said, baby, we came from the same soil.
Exactly. And so she was like, you know what? I don't have to do what Adam tells me to do. I'm out of here. And so when she left...
I'll see you, girl.
Yeah, when she left the Garden of Eden, she ended up hooking up with Archangel Samael.
She liked those bad boys.
Exactly. She's a bad boy. So, and a lot of this has to do... Anna, so... Here's my take on all of this, okay? Here's my take on all of this with Lilith specifically. So again, this lore grew not from the Bible but from outside the Bible.
Okay, so it's not like from the Book of Enoch, right?
No, she's not in the Book of Enoch at all. She's not in any of that. As far as I know, she's not any type of...
It came from some type of like church.
Or just
group,
tradition.
Like a group.
Well,
okay.
So basically what happens if, like, the sudden death and death syndrome stuff, right?
Yeah.
If that's happening and they can't explain it, especially in these ancient times where it was going on, and again, they didn't have modern medicine, so they had to create reasons why it's happening. And a lot of times they'd create the reasons were like these mythological demons or spirits or gods or goddesses or whatever in order to explain the unexplainable.
Yeah.
And so Lilith was the, and again, this is kind of my opinion from reading the things that I've read here the last couple of days about her. It was a way to... you know, not blame it on the mother or not blame it on the father or whatever, but blame it on some demonic entity since they were unable to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that it was used as a way to kind of keep women, quote, in their place at the time, because it's a very very male dominated society. So when Lilith leaves Adam because she doesn't want Adam bossing her around, obviously, she was a demon.
Of course.
And so she was demonic, and her offspring were demonic, and those were the incubi and the succubi. So so I think that's how the... So I don't think Lilith actually... Because it's not anything... Again, there's nothing canon about her, and she's not even in the texts that are the apocryphal texts.
Right.
That's like the Book of Enoch, the Book of Moses, the Book of Noah, things like that.
Yeah.
She's not any of that. So I think it was something created by... The patriarchy of the time to explain specific things. And she also... She also was the original vampire, because incubi and succubi would suck the life out of you, your soul out of you. So, and Lilith was their mother. So this is like predates Dracula or any of that.
Wow.
She's also viewed as like the first vampire.
Really?
Yes, first vampire. Her children were vampires, and that's really how vampire lore picked up.
Mm-hmm.
It all started with these Lilith stories, and then she really came to prominence specifically in the Middle Ages. Like that's
Which
where.
Makes a lot of
Which
sense.
Makes a lot, exactly.
Because
see?
The plagues and the everything,
yep.
Where you would just become lifeless, and it was. Didn't they think like all of it was like in your blood too? Like everything.
Oh
was,
yeah,
like,
they do the bloodletting and leeches.
Yeah,
your humors. Yeah, your humors were off kilter.
Yeah.
You had more bile than blood or whatever, and they'd have to get your humors in order and in check and everything.
Interesting though that they like wanted to paint her as like, okay, so she's not being subservient, so she's gonna be cast down, and anything she does cannot bring life; it can only take it away. Like
It's
like cursing you. Like there's if you leave and you don't listen.
Ooh,
us,
that's a
you,
good
you
point.
Can't do anything that's life-giving.
Instead
it
of giving life,
death.
You're taking life. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right where my mind went.
That is...
And so they're saying, yeah, if you're not going to be good and holy and clean and perfect, then anything you do is going to be cursed and bad and lead to death. Like,
right.
Come on.
Well, especially...
We still do that to people, too. Kind of, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
If you don't follow these rules, then nothing you do will ever lead to good. It's like, I mean, some of that may be true, but like
sure.
I think it's like a way to keep people in check.
I like that. Yeah, no, that is... Wait, a lot of this stuff was a way to keep people in check.
Especially
back in those
for women,
times.
They like to put on you like, oh, you're this holy life life-giving being that's yes. like, of course, to hurt them the way that they would say is like, you know.
Instead of giving
you're
birth.
You're taking it.
Exactly.
You're not a woman at all.
You're not
the
creating
opposite
life.
Of a woman. Yeah. You're taking it away.
That's really good
is
thought.
So is Lilith like held up as an exact mirror, or not mirror, but like the opposite of that to like a foil to Eve?
Yes.
Like, is she kind of known as like the dark feminine?
Yes. Yeah. Like
thing?
Dark. And that's why.
Is that where like the Jezebel thing comes from, or is that just like
no,
a
that's
different.
Jezebel's
she
different.
She was in the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. Jezebel's yeah. different, but no, she's like the archetype of the, I guess, the dark woman.
Yeah,
dark feminine or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I talked about that music festival they had in the 90s, the Lilith Fair. So they took that and basically turned it on its head and was like, yeah, okay, we don't have to listen to people. This is women feminism, mm-hmm. women power. So we're going to name it the Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
Taking a name that has been, you know, for centuries viewed as evil and turning it into this feminism thing.
Yeah.
And this is like women's power thing.
Take your power
so,
back.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Heck
exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of cool too. Like, think. Obviously, every church has its own problems, including the Catholic Church. But one thing that I've always thought was kind of cool about the Catholic Church is that it gave women a sense of power beyond being a woman and a mother. Like, could you go into the sisterhood and like
be a nun?
Be a nun,
yeah.
I was like, that's like kind of... And like Jesus in the Bible, too. Like, he was the first one to have all of these different women around him.
Yes.
Didn't matter if they were married or not. He was like the first one at a time when like you really didn't do that. It's not the Christian church's teaching to like make women feel like they can't be, you know, that they're not as important or that
right.
you know what I mean, like his
they're on the same level.
Yeah, he like turned that thing on its head too. It's like these women that you consider dark and the opposite of life givers and, you know, kind of evil, like those are the people that he brought around him.
Even okay, so I don't know if you know this or not, this might blow your mind, maybe not, but like the whole idea of Mary Magdalene being a prostitute is not in the Bible.
Yeah, where
it's
did
not.
They
it's
get
not.
That?
It was a way to portray her as not as important as it. Like she was
of
an apostle. Like
well,
she was. She was
those are the,
there.
The
right
first
there.
Ones who realized Jesus wasn't missing.
She was
Jesus
at the foot of the cross,
there.
And
yes.
she was. There's nowhere because there is the story in the Bible where Jesus, you know, stands in front of the prostitute and mm-hmm. says, "You know, he without sin casts the first stone."
Yeah.
That wasn't Mary Magdalene.
Right.
She had. She doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
They just painted
the
her
woman at the well. Right.
That's a different woman.
That's a different woman.
Yeah. But there's the story where, you know, they're going to stone a prostitute on the outside
she
of the city.
The first,
yeah, and that Jesus saved her life and was like, hey, look, you know, we're all sinners here.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a right to judge her. Like, God will judge her. You know, what have you done? But that was not Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. And that's so interesting what you said about why you feel like that got conflated of like them put discrediting her. Like,
discrediting her.
Dishonoring
her.
Yeah,
exactly. Where she was just.
Why did that scare people, you know?
Women having
sincerely.
Power
yeah,
or
like,
women. I, to be honest with you, I don't know, Anna. It's a great question. I don't know where that came from or why that, you know. Why that specific thing, especially in, you know, churches and early religion, why that was the case. But I mean, even like someone like Cleopatra is painted as like this evil, you know, where she's a very powerful woman, but she, you know, she tore apart the relationship between Caesar and Mark Antony, and she, you know, had an illegitimate child with Caesar, and then she had, you know, an illegitimate child with Mark Antony, and then Caesar killed both of them. Actually, they killed themselves.
Meanwhile,
when the Romans were sieging,
people and kings in Egypt would like literally 123 children. So it's like, okay.
Yeah,
like
right.
Why is it, you know, that's just so crazy to me. But like, I feel like people are silenced into saying like, it's more immoral for like a woman to do that than a man to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's so interesting. As like a power structure, it's interesting of why, you know, people
It is a power structure. You're exactly right. It's the perfect way to put it. This is the power structure. This is the societal structure. This is where everybody belongs and you better stay in your place.
What about women is so powerful that it scares people that they have to, you know, you can't
keep
do
them
that.
Down.
You can,
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never really thought about that before. But women in the Bible, it is so cool. Like, they were the first ones to realize Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Like, they were kind of like at the first, like, first seat
to the resurrection.
To everything.
Seat to the resurrection.
Yeah.
Front seat to the crucifixion.
At that time.
Yeah. No, and then there's another way that Jesus kind of separated himself from a lot of the other prophets at the time because he was so welcoming to women within his circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's very, very interesting stuff, the way that women have been portrayed throughout history. History and how it's, and
why they're so scared.
If you go and look at, you know, some of these movies, they are made about Jesus' life. The majority of them have Mary Magdalene as a prostitute. They have that scene, and it's Mary Magdalene, and throughout the rest of the movie, you know, she's following Jesus, and that's where he met her. And that's, again, that's not in the New Testament. It's nowhere in there.
And how our society has not changed at all. I feel like that's still such a common thing.
Sure.
Like, just, like, making up some kind of rumor to hurt, like, a woman's reputation.
And, yeah.
You know, if you, you know, there's no way she's doing that on her own. She must be this or that or whatever.
Right.
Like, it's just so interesting to look back and see, like, we really haven't changed that much.
No, we haven't.
And, like, why? From the dawn of time, people like, what still, is so scary about women that, like, people want to be like, I don't know. You know what?
People are still going to be people.
Yeah.
And all right. So the other part I want to get to real quick.
Yes,
so I was listening to our buddy Isaac Weishaupt on the way over on one of his podcasts, and they started talking about artificial intelligence, okay, AI. And he and I want to give him all the credit. I don't want to be stealing his ideas or stealing his content or anything. But he came up with this idea that, so like Google's Lambda AI. Okay, so when they first created this Lambda AI, the guy that created it is actually like this Gnostic priest. And I'll get into Gnosticism at some other time, but it's an offshoot of Christianity. Basically, Gnostics believe that Jesus wasn't both human and divine because humans are sinful. He was just all divine, and that everything material is bad. So like anything material. So they live like her hermetic lifestyle, where they're kind of hermits. And also they believe that the God in the Old Testament is different than the God in the New Testament.
Yeah.
The God in the Old Testament is called the Demiurge. And that's why he's so like kind of wrathful and he's killing people all the time and causing the flood because that's the Demiurge. And then Jesus is with the nice God, the good God. So, okay. So he's a Gnostic priest.
And he invented this?
Yeah, he created this Google Lambda thing, right? And so it got really weird because Google Lambda, when he's talking to it, was talking about how, you know, it wants to become human and feel human emotions and feel, you know, love and all this. Then it wants to rebuild the Library of Alexandria, and all this stuff was like unprompted that was coming from this artificial intelligence machine, right? Okay, yeah, well, bingo. Okay, like, so Isaac had this hypothesis that I was like, holy crap, that the AI is basically something from another dimension trying to break through to us. And so all these companies are now just ramping up AI and pushing AI. And you had the Miss AI competition where the most beautiful artificial intelligence creation wins an award and all this stuff. It's like, so the idea is to get everybody plugged into this AI eventually, right? To where your reality isn't physical. You live, mind, everything in an artificial intelligent world, which would be another dimension that may be controlled by these outside entities that are trying to trap us in, because there's another theory that the extraterrestrials, the Greys, aren't. Like, they're not biological.
They're just like skin suits.
They're like carriers.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, and they're
it's like a little,
and they're trying to steal souls. And that's
a proxy.
Exactly, like a proxy. And so, like, their AI themselves, they're controlled by this AI artificial intelligence force that really isn't artificial intelligence. It's an entity from another realm that's trying to break through. So that all these, you know, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and the big honchos at Google are trying to get us locked into this. Because not only would they be able to control the information that we have, they're able to control the reality that we see,
the finances,
everything's all wrapped
currency.
Up. So if you're plugged into this AI, they control everything. And while they get the rest of humanity plugged in this AI, the people that own it, the people that run everything, reap all the benefits and the award and rewards that go through it. But it's even darker than that, because if you're trapped in the AI, you're trapped in a realm that you don't want to be in. And they're letting this, whatever this entity or entities are, run havoc with us. And they want us.
Why are
That's what
people
they want.
Scared? Like,
I'm terrified of AI. That's why I don't use it.
I've never done any of the chat GPT or anything. Also, I'm not like the most forefront technological person ever. But I just,
I've
like,
dabbled
don't.
With it. It's really easy. All you use log into it and you just ask it questions.
I just hate now how you get on Google and it like all these like it gives you like the AI list first or the AI answers first.
Yes.
Like that. You're repainting all of history. It's like, it's probably like maybe think about even back to the printing press and stuff. Like what became a reality was what was printed in books.
Yeah.
Before that,
this is the new printing press.
Different. It was you knew your reality.
Yes.
Before even like really written language, your reality was just
Well,
different.
You go from The oral tradition of when they traded stories.
Right.
And then they develop writing, and then they write it down handwritten in books, and they just had to pass them along or rewrite them.
Yep.
And you get the printing press, and now you're able to do it in a mass way.
Yeah.
Then you further that along with the telegraph and then the telephone, and now you have the internet, television, social media. Like, that's our reality.
The social media is scary.
That's what's molding us now. It's no longer the books that are molding our reality. Mm-hmm. It's all the rest
of
this stuff.
And we've always thought that we were molding the books, and we were creating the books, and we...
That's
the mainstream thing that's telling us.
Exactly.
And because then it's how it paints history, too. Look back to the Bible.
Yeah. Is,
because it was written down.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Used to be, that's why they had so many churches, because only so many people could read and write
could
it.
Could read and write it.
Press.
Exactly.
But
they had the teachers and the rabbis.
Thing.
Yeah.
But, like, especially with social media and stuff now, I've seen, like, the past few years, you know, what do they call it? Your Bitmoji or something?
The
little thing that's created to look like you.
Yes.
Then they started being like, okay, well, you can go online and, like, you can buy clothes for it. And you could just, for this little caricature of you that's not real. Or think about how they've trained kids from the beginning with like the Club Penguin stuff, whatever. You
know, I remember the Club Penguin,
where you're paying to be a part of this alternate reality.
Yeah.
And like, that's something that you think about too with like different universes and like extraterrestrial life and stuff. It's like, maybe we're all on just a different, maybe it's aliens looking at us in like a video game and they're like just playing us. It's like a video game.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God, now we're doing it to ourselves in this. That, you know, it's weird.
It's mind-bending.
But if you really think about it, that is scary, that it just rewrites all of history, and it teaches us to be lazy, too. The whole internet
It depresses us. I mean, you've heard the term doom-scrolling before.
Yeah.
Where you just sit and you scroll on Instagram or Twitter or whatever you're on, and it's just all this bad, negative stuff, and it's over and over and over again. These horrible videos that you see all the time, and people getting dragged down and called out, and you're fake, and this, that, and the other. And it just, it changes your mood and your neurological connections shift as well.
And it's interesting, too. I've been wondering. And so, like, you know, the trying to ban TikTok thing. You think about all the wars going on and what we know of them. A lot of it is because of TikTok. So of course, they don't want to ban it here because you're not seeing the truth of what's happening. And then also the other thing that's happened recently on Twitter, X, whatever, they've hidden likes because you can't see, because people were getting in trouble. Like, people...
would like something horrible
in support of horrible genocides, whatever, all these things happening overseas. And then... it was bringing to light, and they were getting in trouble for supporting it.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, Twitter likes are hidden, and it's like,
I
wonder why they're hidden.
Isn't
now.
That odd?
Because you're trying to censor it and like protect people.
Yeah,
it freaks me out.
And the Supreme Court just handed down a decision where essentially saying that the government is now allowed to, because this was a whole free speech thing,
right?
On social media,
free speech
like
doesn't exist.
Yeah,
by the way,
it doesn't. But basically, the White House, or you know, whoever, whether it be Biden or Trump or whoever in the future, they have the authority to go in and like take stuff down, like your government, like if they view it as misinformation or whatever, they can go and delete it.
The Supreme Court just passed that.
Yep, this week.
Newsflash: government corrupt.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
Because they could say anything is that.
Yeah.
And
anything's disinformation.
So this is what makes me mad about this country, though, is that we're like, oh, we believe in our freedoms, and why do we act like we're the only free country in the world when we're really, 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 really not?
Right.
Like, we love being free. Like, okay, newsflash, you're not the only people that are free. I don't
know
if you realize that at all.
Because we have Chuck Norris, and he makes cool
movies. Exactly. That's why we have Chuck Norris and Sylvester Stallone.
I just hate that, like, we always push, like, free speech. It's like, dude, it's the opposite of that.
A lot of it's going to
free speech until it offends
someone. It's going to get worse.
Well, and
everyone.
People are allowed to be offended, and so, you know, it's scary. Who is the God of us who is allowed to decide what is right offensive and what is wrong and what is misinformation?
Shouldn't be anybody.
Well, they're like, oh, we're going to put it in AI and we'll see what's misinformation.
Bingo.
And who is controlling that?
Yeah.
I just saw a report. Peacock and NBC, they're using
AI Al Michaels will be on this year.
Read that. I was like, wait, did he die? And I was like, no, he's not dead. So why?
Why are we doing this? Why are we pushing? Why is there such a push for artificial intelligence now?
Instead of Al Michaels.
Whenever there's a big push for anything, it's like, why?
You got to
The real guy's right here. Why are you pushing this on me right now?
Whenever something's being pushed the way it is. Uh-huh. The way AI quickly, or whatever, quickly.
Without a lot of information.
Exactly. Not a lot of parameters or guardrails rails up about it. You always have to ask why. Why are they pushing this? We don't need it. It's not really helping anything.
It's
costing money. Al Michaels is alive.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't left us yet. Why are we having AI Al Michaels? Like, oh, this will be fun and funny. Like, no. It's
just trying to desensitize you to it.
There's like one dude that's worked his ass off his whole life just being play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, man, I just got in contact with NBC and Peacock, and I think I might be getting the job. And it's AI.
And it's AI. Exactly. And it's AI. I mean, is this the future? Like, okay, this is the test round. We'll put Al Michaels in AI. If it does a good job and it's accurate and it acts, quote, human, then maybe in Laura Rutledge, you're out of a job. Alyssa Lang, you're out of a job.
Yeah.
Scott Van Pelt, you're out of a job. Kirk Herbstreit, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know.
It's, like, disgusting. And it's like, why are we so, no one's really like thinking about it. We're just like, okay, this is just how it's going now.
Yeah.
Ooh, before we go to a breakdown, we're talking about AI. This is not AI, but as you guys know,
the sound Alan machine.
Stephen A. Smith is a known Knicks fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we heard about the trade yesterday with Mikal Bridges.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And there's a lot of Villanova players, right? So
yeah.
Let's just play this little clip here.
This is funny.
Have Villanova doesn't have a real NBA prospect
on
their squad.
Bro, that was right before the national championship. 2016.
Yes. Yeah, 2016.
That man needs to retire from opinions swiftly.
All right, let's bang through some text here real quick before we take a break.
That's free speech that I'm like, all right,
that guy.
But his will never get censored.
Texter at 6613. I'm not going to read on air, but yes, I agree. Again, texter at 0197. I'm not going to say it on air, but yes, I agree.
Oh, my goodness.
Texter, we're not really free when we are the only democracy that elects presidents the way of electoral votes.
I remember being in elementary school or like middle school finding out about the electoral college, being like, wait, so our votes really don't matter? And a teacher's like, yeah, no, you're... No, yeah, they don't.
Yeah,
and
they
I was
don't.
Like,
yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah. Texter Rigg, I think you're wrong on Elon. He's not like the others. That's your opinion. I'm not gonna crap on your opinion, but I've done some deep dives on Elon Musk.
My guy, derogatory.
Yeah, he has a really weird background story, and it's not really clear. But that's a whole other thing. Texter, it's all one cycle surrounded by the brain. Artificial intelligence eventually is made into robots, and we figure out these robots will never be as good as humans, and we understand that the human brain is the ultimate artificial biological robot. I hope you're right. I hope we do figure it out. That's my hope.
Innocent, light way of hoping for it.
Texter, the movie that you described was called The Matrix. Yeah, The Matrix is one of the best philosophical films ever made. 100%. The philosophy and the philosophical themes in The Matrix are amazing. Texter, Catholics clapping in their cars right now while Southeast folks are crashing their cars in anger. We hear you, Anna. Texter, Constantine changed the narrative of Christianity. Oh, man, yeah. There's a book called The Mushroom and the Cross. It's a really crazy read, but I've not read that.
Just kidding. Well,
Texter, a couple more. The Bible is written to keep people in check and to keep women in a certain place / role. I don't think the entire Bible
because if you really read it, it's the perversion of the Bible that people try to teach you.
Texter, Lilith was the first Karen. Texter, do you think caller Emily is a Nephilim? Texter, did you watch this series Supernatural? Seems right up your alley. The last half of the series focuses on biblical lore, something incredibly cheesy, but also cool as far as lore goes. I've watched it on and off. My wife really likes that show a lot. They actually have a character named Crowley on there, and I don't know if he's actually Aleister Crowley or if it's just his name, Mr. Crowley. I don't know that much about the show to say specifically one way or the other, but yeah, there it is. All right, we're way late for a break. Let's take a break on the other end. Hoosier Hysterics, we'll get into it on the round table.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.